Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. Victor Eugene Slim Warrens knew how to run a profitable saloon, and he was fond of diamonds. He didn't take kindly to being robbed. On Saturday night, November 16, 1912, when two masked robbers entered Warren's saloon in Hilt, California, Warrens pulled a large diamond ring off his finger and threw it. He was dealing with very thorough robbers who first lined up and searched all 15 patrons and then searched the saloon. Between the cash register and the patrons' pockets, the robbers netted about $150 in cash and checks. Slim's ring, with three diamonds, was valued at more than $1,500. The robbers wore new belts and pistols, firing from the ladder as they ran from the saloon. Slim ducked behind the bar for a revolver and emptied it, firing at the fleeing bandits. The only shootout fatalities were a clock and a mirror. The following Wednesday, Sheriff Howard of Hilt entered the Imperial Rooming House in Ashland with Goldie Brown, one of the two robbers who had confessed the night before. Goldie led the sheriff to the three diamonds taken from Warren's ring, but refused to identify his partner in the crime. Today's episode of As It was written by Christopher Shockey, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.